I'm Ray Roderick here for AirMaria.com, and we're here at the National Organization of Marriage meeting in Rhode Island. And we have here a spokesman for the Diocese of Providence. This is Father Healy.
Father Bernie Healy from Providence. How are you? Welcome.
Good, Father. It's good to be here.
Beautiful place. Great day. Great day. Beautiful weather. This is our old seminary. There's a high school next door, and we have weddings here in their chapel. And it's a great place to celebrate marriage today.
You study here?
I did not. It was closed by the time I was in seminary. It closed in the early 70s. I'm young.
Great. So what's happening today?
Today, a whole bunch of people, Catholic, Protestant, and otherwise, people of goodwill, are gathering under the auspices of the National Organization of Marriage. The diocese is one of the co-sponsors, and we're just celebrating marriage and family life as we know it and have known it for the millennia.
And what's the occasion of this?
Well, one of it is to let people know that there are plenty of people out there who support traditional marriage.
Right.
So often, you know, Rhode Island's the last state without gay marriage in New England,
right.
And the argument's often painted, you know, why us? You know, Rhode Island's always been an independent state. I think it's a proud thing
We
don't have same-sex marriage, you know?
Right. And now I think a lot of people believe that, too, and you're trying to get the message out that there are more people like that, right?
Yes, more and more. You know, I think a lot of people are kind of indifferent and unsure what to do about the whole same-sex marriage arguments and things, and people, you know, there's a group of protesters across the street, they're calling us all bigots because we support marriage.
Right.
That can be an intimidating thing for people. So we're trying to tell them, you know, it's okay. Celebrate that you're married to a woman, man and woman together.
Right. And that that's the right thing to do, and otherwise it's not.
Absolutely. And then we're going to have a renewal of marriage vow ceremony here as well. We got some Catholic and Christian rock groups. We got good food, families here, face painting. The kids are all having fun, and we're right on the Atlantic Ocean, and it's a beautiful day. So, you know, we're celebrating on the Catholic side anyways, the sacrament.
Oh, that's beautiful. So it's very positive.
Absolutely. Very positive, pro-marriage, pro-family event.
Now, what's the game plan in the diocese and in the state for promoting traditional marriage and fighting against the change of that?
Well, we've been fighting against same-sex marriage for about 10 years now. In the last couple of years, National Organization of Marriage has opened a chapter here to help us in that effort. They've been a great ally, along with the Diocese of Providence. You know, we're continually up at the State House every year. There's a bill before us to create same-sex marriage, and we've managed to hold it in committee and not get it to a vote. So we're doing okay, unlike our other neighbors in New England. So we continue to be vigilant, and that's one of the things going on here today is to keep people vigilant as well. You know, we hope that someday when we need all these folks who are here partying, when we need them at the State House, they'll be there for us.
That's right. So it's a much of an awareness type thing, right?
Absolutely. You know, because I think the large majority of Rhode Islanders are against same-sex marriage. You know, it's a small, vocal minority. It happens to have a lot of money and a pretty good organization. You know, same-sex marriage has never been won in a populist vote anywhere in this country. In 30 states, they have DOMAs. You know, in California, it was overturned. So it's not a popular movement.
It's a small minority who has a lot of money, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right. So it's not a grassroots thing, and what we're trying to do here is a grassroots movement, get the grassroots going, and take over
And let people know it's okay to be proud to have a husband and a wife, a man and a woman as husband and wife. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not bigoted.
Right.
It's as God planned.
Well, God bless you, Father, for everything you're doing, and everything that NOM's doing, and everything the diocese is doing.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com, and God bless you.
I looked at him the whole time, sir.